Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8:14, what we're talking about here is a standoff. Texas Hold'em, who's going to blink first, I think, with a gambling company. As it relates to the fairgrounds and Churchill Downs, Tyler Bridges, Ben Myers, and Tony McCauley, who joins us now, have been documenting this for the Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate. How you doing, Tony?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
What's the latest on the fairgrounds and Churchill Downs? And if you want to maybe take a couple of minutes to give us a little background on this, it was about one specific slot game that the state told the fairgrounds they couldn't use, right? Take me through that.
Yes, that's right. They have a new type of slot called historic horse racing, which they've introduced in Louisiana by new legislation in 2021. And that's a very profitable form of slot that is based on historic races that have been run, but they're anonymized. And theoretically, people can, you know, pick horses and pick the slots based on studying form. But in reality, people just, you know, use them just like slots. That's what the Louisiana Supreme Court found in March when they decided that because they're pretty much like any other kind of slot, they had to be approved to use them in each parish under the Louisiana Constitution. So that means that effectively they can't use them. They have to stop using them from May. So Churchill Downs told the Racing Commission last month that because they've lost almost half their revenue, they claim, half their off-track betting revenue anyway, that they would need a subsidy in order to make a profit in the state here and to be able to continue to subsidize the horse racing part of the operation.
So if truck stops had had access to these video poker, whatever machines they are, slot machines, would we be having this conversation or not?
Right. No, that's the lawsuit that I mentioned was brought by a group of truck stop operators, and they basically had seen their market share decline a lot.
They wanted them too, right, Tony, as a bottom line. It's not that they were saying it was wrong for the fairgrounds to have this. They were saying it was wrong for the fairgrounds to have it, but not them or not?
Yes, that's right. They'd seen a lot of their video poker revenue decline because these HHR machines were so much more popular because they can pay out, you know, significantly higher jackpots. So they brought the lawsuit, and then there was a new bill that's been passed and awaiting Governor Landry's signature that basically allowed them to have more. So the HHR machines were banned by the court, and then the new legislation allows the truck stop operators and Churchill Downs to have more video poker machines to partially make up for that revenue.
So how does Churchill Downs feel about the bill that's pending the governor? Well, the governor doesn't have to sign it. He can just let it go unless he vetoes it, right?
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, it's the governor is in favor of it. But so the Churchill Downs.
The bill passed already, you know, Tony, just to be clear. That's out of the House and Senate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
So how do they feel, Churchill Downs, how do they feel about the bill that passed?
Oh, they wrote a letter earlier this week to the Racing Commission and copying Governor Landry and some other legislators to say that they thought that legislation basically compounded the problem for them because it means that, you know, their market share will be now eaten into by the truck stop operators who can have more and bars can have more video poker machines. So they said that basically leaves them no choice but to pull out of Louisiana is what the letter said.
And the fairground, the Churchill Downs has their hand out for a subsidy from the state to continue running the fairgrounds as a horse racing track. Accurate?
Yeah. And as we spoke about a few weeks ago, this is a very profitable industry. They're a very profitable company. You know, the legislators here have been going through trying to find money for teachers. They've been, you know, trying to fill gaps in the budget. And they said there's no way we're going to hand over a subsidy to a profitable industry.
So what happens with the city council? They got involved with this in New Orleans City Council?
Yeah, that's right. With this coming to a head like that and the Churchill Downs threatening to pull out, the fear is that the 145-acre property, you know, would not have races run there, and they would then look to try to offload it maybe to a developer or develop it themselves. So the city council has a motion coming up today, which would change the zoning there to essentially forbid that from happening. And there's also an amendment to a state bill that was added by the local senator Jimmy Harris, which would designate the site as historic and basically have the same effect.
I got to believe would pass almost unanimously. What are you thinking? Maybe not unanimously, hugely. It would pass with a huge backing.
Yeah, it's introduced by Helena Moreno, who's running for mayor this year, and Geruso, whose district it's in. And I don't think anybody would oppose it at all. I don't think anyone will oppose it.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back, and we'll look ahead to either this racing season, how a time frame on all of this, and local ownership of the fairgrounds, et cetera. But my feeling is the fairgrounds are not going to change. It's still going to be a horse racing venue, and maybe this moves to local ownership, which I think might be better. We'll see what the future holds or what Tony sees happening as we come back. Tony McCauley, reporter, Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, 820 Traffic Now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Tony McCauley, gifted reporter for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, who, along with Ben Myers and Tyler Bridges, have been covering the fairground story. So give me a time frame on all of this with the letter that Churchill Downs sent. Racing traditionally starts around Thanksgiving, I guess, at the fairgrounds. What can we look for in the fall as far as all of this plays out, Tony?
Well, the next thing we have to look for is an emergency meeting, which they haven't called yet, but said they're going to call within the next 30 days.
They being Churchill Downs?
Churchill Downs have asked the Racing Commission to call this meeting, so it'll be an emergency meeting, which the Racing Commission hasn't yet set. The last we asked them as of yesterday, but they said it will be within the next 30 days. And at that meeting, then basically we'll see whether Churchill Downs is going to carry through with its threat to relinquish its license, and that would mean that there's no racing at fairgrounds this year, unless, which seems very unlikely, someone else was able to step in time for that to happen. So that would, if they follow through with that threat, then that would mean that the Racing Commission and the horse racing industry would have to figure out some alternative plan to have a racing season from Thanksgiving through March that would normally be held at the fairgrounds. So what they've done in the one time that's happened at Hurricane Katrina was they moved it to Louisiana Downs up at Shreveport, and presumably they would have to, they don't know what they would do, they say, but presumably that's what they would have to do.
These are horses from around the country that people bring in, right, which leads to this derby, to that derby, to the other one. So it's not just a local thing is what I'm saying.
It's primarily, I mean, it's the, you know, the premier showcase for Louisiana-bred horses. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are other horses too, but it's it's the showcase, and it also is in this Kentucky Derby series, they call it. Mm-hmm. You get points for the Louisiana Derby and the Sunrise Stakes towards qualifying to run in the big. Yeah, the big three races down right, the line.
So what about local ownership and Jazz Fest? That's what everybody wants to know.
Yeah, I mean, the name on everyone's lips is Gail Benson. There are several other potential buyers, but Mrs. Benson's spokesperson, Greg Bensel, has said that she's monitoring the situation. Everybody says the race course isn't for sale right now and there's no live discussions, but behind the scenes, she had lunch with the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Louisiana State Senate President and discussed the matter a couple of weeks ago. And the Churchill Downs folks, they say behind the scenes that they're waiting to hear from Mrs. Benson, who previously had expressed an interest in buying the fairgrounds about 8 years ago when her husband was still alive. So she's really the front and center on this if it does come to a sale of fairgrounds. And she has said that she really wants to see racing continue there. And they've noted that she's supported other historic, enterprises in the city. So I think that's the likely way it could go.
So let me game this out. The other side of it is Churchill Downs says, all right, we were just kidding. We'll continue to operate, or they phrase it a little bit better than that. Their statement why they're going to stay in New Orleans with the fairgrounds in Louisiana and so forth, we'll find a way to make it work, I guess. Is that possible, Tony, at this point?
Yeah, that basically, what the legislators and racing officials have said to us is, right from when they made that initial threat over a month ago now, that call their bluff. That's what Louis Roussel, the legendary horse trainer, said at the emergency meeting when they made the threat initially. He said, call their bluff. They don't need the money. They'll lose this HHR revenue, but they're still quite profitable. They make overall about $150 million in net revenue in Louisiana every year, according to their official books. We don't know what their actual hard profit is, but it's going to be it's going to be pretty high.
How would this
even
affect
without the HHR?
How would this affect their OTBs? Do you know? And video slot
ballers? They have a couple of thousand machines in total, mm-hmm. and 500 of them are HHR. But that will account for more revenue of the OTB than the number would indicate. So they've said they'd lose 46% of their OTB revenue. But we don't know exactly how much that is because their internal accounting is a bit murky. But it's going to be a big chunk for sure. It's just that the folks who said call their bluff say they're still going to be quite profitable. So if they do basically say back down and say, okay, forget about it, we'll continue, it would be, quite humiliating. And of course, they're doing this around the country in different states. They got a subsidy from Florida last year. They got the legislation changed in Kentucky previously when the court ruled against them on HHR. So it'd be a pretty humiliating climb down if they actually just said, forget about it. We don't need the subsidy.
Thank you. Appreciate your reporting, Tony. I really do. Tony McCauley, we'll continue to follow. We'll talk to Jeff Nowak. We come back about the Saints and OTAs. Right now, we pause for WWL First News. 8:45 now, WWL, your home for LSU baseball in a College World Series. Tiger first opponent will be the Hogs of Arkansas, Razorbacks, Saturday, 6 o'clock, pregame 5:30. If LSU wins, they're going to play Monday at 6. If they lose, they'll play Monday at 1 o'clock. We're going to bring you every hit, every catch, every home run of LSU baseball's 20th appearance at the College World Series, brought to you in part by our great sponsors, Cummins First American Bank, Jerry Lane Cadillac, Keefe's Heating and Air, and Louisiana Dental Center on WWL and a live free Odyssey app. Go Tigers, of course. Between now and then, it's Saints mandatory minicamp. Jeff Nowak has been out there. He joins us now, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital producer. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. I've been remembering to put on sunscreen the last 2 days, so that's always a positive thing to start off training camp without a sunburn. So I feel good about it.
It was hot, huh?
Oh yeah. They couldn't have picked a hotter week. You know, it's funny. Like a couple weeks ago, I was talking about how this has been a very kind of reasonable temperature. I don't know what I was looking for there, but I didn't find it.
Yeah,
then we get out there for camp, and suddenly it's like, yep, this is Louisiana. I remember this. But no, it's good. I think it's a good kind of jumping off point because it's only 3 days, you know? And it's been kind of fun to watch I don't know if fun's the word, but it's going to be kind of interesting to watch some of these new players adjust, you know, because even like a Tyler Shuck who grew up in Arizona, you know, when they say it's a dry heat, like there is a difference. Mm-hmm. Like you get down here and you just can't dry off. Like it is just moist. I think that did affect some of the guys out there on the first day we saw them. You know, I think the execution dropped dramatically by the end of practice from where it was at the start. But day two, I felt like they kind of had a good handle on it. And so by the time they show up for camp, I think people will be fully adjusted.
I lived in Las Vegas for a while, and when I would come home, it would be 117 degrees in Las Vegas. But as soon as they opened the door of the plane, you'd feel it. It would just slap you in the ground with humidity, and you realize what the difference is.
Yeah, it's like a convection oven.
Yep, absolutely. Tell me what tell me what you saw yesterday. What stood out to you?
You know, what stood out the last 2 days really is, you know, the Saints in these settings, they are not doing any 11-on-11 work. That is a decision made by the coaching staff. I'm sure it was driven largely by the pro performance director, Ted Rath, as well. Like, they clearly want to make sure that everyone gets to camp healthy. And so, you know, it's a choice, right? And with that choice, you get 7-on-7 work, technically 9-on-7 work, because with the new scheme, you have outside linebackers who typically wouldn't be there before, so you can call it 9-on-7. And in most cases, I would say it doesn't really matter because those outside linebackers aren't doing a ton, except Chase Young did have a pass breakup the other day, so they are out there. You know, and the other thing that we've been seeing a lot of is situational work. During OTAs, it was more about learning the scheme, learning the plays, kind of executing those. And now in this setting, at least the first 2 days, they've been putting the quarterbacks in situations, so 2nd and 4, where, you know, you have to get that mindset of if a big play's there, we'll go for it. If not, you want to find a completion somewhere. Then there's situations like 3rd and 3 where you have a 4th down in your pocket, right, which is communicated beforehand. So you're going to operate differently, right? If you know you have 4 downs, you will be okay taking a pass short of the sticks, maybe turning it into a 4th and short situation where, I don't know, if the Saints run the tush push, maybe that's on the table. Mm-hmm. But so that's kind of what we've been seeing. And I think it's especially important for a Tyler Shuck, who's getting into the NFL for the first time and kind of adjusting to some of the NFL mindsets in those situations. And honestly, for Spencer Rattler as well, who has 6 starts under his belt, but, you know, is still learning at the NFL level. And I think both guys have executed it well in points, right? I'd like the completion percentage to be a little higher for both guys in a 7-on-7 drill. But particularly yesterday, I thought the defense played well. I thought Kool-Aid McKinstry had a really strong day. He had back-to-back pass breakups in a goal-to-go situation with Spencer Rattler throwing. He should have had an interception. He dropped it. He was upset. He was banging his fist on the ground. And, you know, that's been something we've seen is chances for interceptions dropped, you know, which isn't a great sign. But I'd much rather have a guy be in position to make an interception and not get it than not be there at all. So you kind of take that with a grain of salt. But, no, I think the competition is starting to ratchet up a bit. I think the fans being out there kind of added a little bit of juice for the players. You know, some of these guys are seeing that for the first time. Honestly, a lot of these guys are seeing that for the first time because the Saints hadn't had an open practice in Metairie since 2023. Mm-hmm. You know, a guy like Justin Reed, who grew up in Louisiana, you know, this is his first opportunity to really get out in front of the hometown fans, Devon Godshaw as well. Justin Reed was actually out there kicking extra points yesterday.
You know, let me take a break because I want to talk to you about that. Because Deuce mentioned kickers, and it is an important part of the game, like a third of the game, right? Punting and place kicking, special teams. And Deuce talked about kickers, and then I saw your story about Justin Reed. So let me take a break. We'll talk about that when we come back. Because there's nothing wrong with having a backup kicker. More you can do, the more valuable you are to the team. 8:51, 9 till 9. Traffic now, WWL. 8:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter, digital producer. Jeff, we're going to start talking about kickers, and I see you mentioned Charlie Smith. I had forgotten all about him. He fell through the cracks with me. Who is Charlie Smith? Where did we get him? What's the deal?
Yeah, so Charlie Smith is the Irish kicker they brought in last year through the International Pathway Program. He spent all year on the practice squad, and they got an extra spot because of the international program, so there's really no downside to keeping him around. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he'll be in a competition with Blake Groupie again this offseason. And the thing about Charlie that he kind of reminded me of when I was watching him yesterday, is the only reason I go into this camp thinking that's a position battle is because Charlie genuinely has a potentially generational type kicking leg. Like, we watched Blake Groupie go out there yesterday. He went 6 for 6. All the kicks were right down the middle. He didn't even flirt with missing. He made one from 61, which is about as far as you're going to even consider attempting in a normal situation in a game. Charlie went out there, and he also made a kick from 61, but it went through the uprights like three-quarters of the way up. It would have been good from 70. Like, he has that type of kicking leg. It's remarkable. But he also had a miss from 49. And I would argue that the miss from 49 is more damaging to his case than than a make from 70 would be to help his case, because you got to make those kicks from inside 50. You can't miss and say, well, yeah, but I can make it from way back there. Like, you got to make it from close up. And, you know, I think that's going to be the challenge for him is Blake in these practices. Like, I can count on one hand the number of kicks Blake has missed in practices in Metairie. Now, there was a few misses out in California, and you had these kind of weird crosswinds that, you know, I think help that Charlie handles a little better than Blake probably because if he grew up in them. But no, I mean, he's going to make a kick from 70 yards in practice one of these days, and it's going to be all over the place. And, you know, we'll have to see. Like, he's got a chance. There's no question.
Tell me about Justin Reed.
Yeah, Justin Reed, you know, if you go back to 2022, there was a game with the Chiefs that Harrison Butker got hurt. And, you know, when you lose your kicker in a game, that can be damaging for you. There was a game for the Giants last year. They lost their kicker early on, and they scored touchdowns, and the Commanders kicked field goals, and the Commanders won, right? When you lose your kicker in a game, it's damaging. And, you know, Justin Reed showed up in that game in 2022. He made an extra point. He handled kickoffs. He actually kicked the touchback. Mm-hmm. So he's got a legit kicking leg. And we saw him out there. He took two kicks, one from extra point territory. He made that easily. He also kicked from 44, and he had the distance. He just kind of left it out to the right. So, yeah, I mean, you know, they're giving him an opportunity to prove he should be relied on in, like, an emergency scenario. And it's not the worst thing in the world to have, so it's kind of fun.
No, it's not. And one thing I always wondered about, having done it only at high school, but it's not that hard to do, to kick the football, and these guys are such amazing athletes. I always thought a coach could take a little bit of time and teach one of these gifted athletes, because, again, it's not that hard to be a backup kicker, wouldn't you think?
It's pretty hard.
I've done it. I can tell you.
There's a reason you have professional kickers.
Well, I know. I'm just telling you. When you get right down to it.
They could do it.
It's not that hard.
Other guys can
do
it.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not easy.
All right. We'll be back in WWL.
Stop.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.